in some few cases, the spiritual complex, thus activating the orange ray in what you call your team sports and in other gadgets, such as your modes of transport. These may be seen to be ways of investigating the feelings of power, more especially power over others or a group power over another group of other selves. Questioner: what is the general overall effect of television on our society with respect to this catalyst? I am Ra. Without ignoring the green ray attempts of many to communicate via this medium such information, truth, and beauty as may be helpful, we must suggest that the sum effect of this gadget is that of distraction and sleep. Questioner: can you give me the same type of information that we've been working on now with respect to the self-relationship with war and rumors of war? I am Ra. You may see this in relationship to your gadgets. This war and self-relationship is a fundamental perception of the maturing entity. There is a great chance to accelerate in whatever direction is desired. One may polarize negatively by assuming bellicose attitudes for whatever reason. One may find oneself in the situation of war and polarize somewhat towards the positive, activating orange, yellow, and then green by heroic, if you may call them this, actions taken to preserve the mind-body-spirit complexes of other selves. Finally, one may polarize very strongly third ray by expressing the principle of universal love at the total expense of any distortion towards involvement in bellicose actions. In this way, the entity may become a conscious being in a very brief span of your time-space. This may be seen to be what you would call a traumatic progression. It is to be noted that among your entities, a large percentage of all progression has, as catalyst, trauma. Questioner: you just used the term third ray in that statement. Was that the term you meant to use? I am wrong. We intended the green ray. Our difficulty lies in our perception of red ray and violet ray as fixed. Thus, the inner rays are those which are varying and are to be observed as those indications of seniority in the attempts to form and harvest. Questioner: would the red ray, an intense red ray then, be used as an index for the seniority system of incarnation, as well as the intense violet ray? I am Ra. This is partially correct. In the graduation or harvesting to fourth density positive, the red ray is seen only as that which, being activated, is the basis for all that occurs in vibratory levels, the sum of this being violet ray energy. This violet ray is the only consideration for fourth density positive. In assessing the harvestable fourth density negative, the intensity of the red, as well as the orange and the yellow rays, is looked upon quite carefully, as a great deal of stamina and energy of this type is necessary for the negative progression, it being extremely difficult to open the gateway to intelligent infinity from the solar plexus center. This is necessary for harvest in fourth density negative. Questioner: is it possible for you to use as an example our General Patton and tell me the effect that war had on him and his development? I am Ra. This will be the last full question of this working. The one of whom you speak, known as George, was one in whom the programming of previous incarnations had created a pattern or inertia which was irresistible in its incarnation in your time-space. This entity was of a strong yellow ray activation with frequent green ray openings and occasional blue ray openings. However, it did not find itself able to break the mold of previous traumatic experiences of a bellicose nature. This entity polarized somewhat towards the positive in its incarnation, due to its singleness of belief in truth and beauty. This entity was quite sensitive. It felt a great honored duty to the preservation of that which was felt by the entity to be true, beautiful, and in need of defense. This entity perceived itself as a gallant figure. It polarized somewhat towards the negative in its lack of understanding the green ray it carried with it, rejecting the forgiveness principle which is implicit in universal love. The sum total of this incarnation, vibrationally, was a slight increase in positive polarity, but a decrease in harvestability due to the rejection of the way or law of responsibility. That is, seeing universal love, yet still it fought on. Questioner: Do we have enough time for me to ask if the death, almost immediately after the cessation of the war, of this entity, could have been so that it could be immediately reincarnated to possibly make harvest? I am Ra. This is precisely correct. Questioner. Thank you. Then I would just ask if there is anything we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or to improve the contact. I am Ra. All is well. We leave you, my friends, in the love and the light of the one which is all in all. I leave you in an everlasting peace. Go forth, therefore, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one infinite creator. Adonai. Ra session number 35, March 6th, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We communicate now. Questioner. I would like to say that we consider this a great privilege to be doing this work, and we hope that we are going to question in the direction that will be of value to the readers of this material. This session, I thought that possibly inspecting the effect on the rays of different well-known figures in our history might be of help in understanding how the catalyst of the illusion creates spiritual growth. I was making a list here that I thought we might use to hit the high points on the working of catalyst on these individuals' lives, starting with the one we know as Franklin D. Roosevelt. Could you say something about that entity? I am Ra. It is to be noted that in discussing those who are well known among your peoples, there is a possibility that information may be seen to be specific to one entity, whereas in actuality, the great design of experience is much the same for each entity. It is with this in mind that we would discuss the experiential forces which offered catalyst to an individual. It is further to be noted that in the case of those entities lately incarnate upon your plane, much distortion may have taken place in regard to misinformation and misinterpretation of an entity's thoughts or behaviors. We shall now proceed to, shall we say, speak of the basic parameters of the one known as Franklin. When any entity comes into third density incarnation, each of its energy centers is potentiated, but must be activated by the self using experience. The one known as Franklin developed very quickly up through red, orange, yellow, and green, and began to work in the Blu-ray energy center at a tender age, as you would say. This rapid growth was due, firstly, to previous achievements in the activation of these rays. Secondly, to the relative comfort and leisure of its early existence. Thirdly, due to the strong desire upon the part of the entity to progress. This entity mated with an entity whose Blu-ray vibrations were of a strength more than equal to its own, thus acquiring catalyst for further growth in that area that was to persist throughout the incarnation. This entity had some difficulty with continued green ray activity due to the excessive energy which was put into the activities regarding other selves in the distortion towards acquiring power. This was to have its toll upon the physical vehicle, as you may call it. The limitation of the non-movement of a portion of the physical vehicle opened once again, for this entity, the opportunity for concentration upon the more, shall we say, universal or idealistic aspects of power, that is, the non-abusive use of power. Thus, at the outset of a bellicose action, this entity had lost some positive polarity due to excessive use of the orange and yellow ray energies at the expense of green and blue ray energies, then had regained the polarity due to the catalytic effects of a painful limitation upon the physical complex. This entity was not of a bellicose nature, but, rather, during the conflict, continued to vibrate in green ray, working with the blue ray energies. The entity who was the one known as Franklin's teacher also functioned greatly during this period as blue ray activator, not only for its mate, but also in a more universal expression. This entity polarized continuously in a positive fashion in the universal sense, while in a less universal sense, developing a pattern of what might be called karma. This karma having to do with inharmonious relationship distortions with the mate teacher. Questioner. Two things I would like to clear up. Then Franklin's teacher was his wife. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner. Secondly, did Franklin place the limitation on his physical body himself? I am Ra. This is partially correct. The basic guidelines for the lessons and purposes of incarnation had been carefully set forth before incarnation by the mind-body-spirit complex totality. If the one known as Franklin had avoided the excessive enjoyment of, or attachment to, the competitiveness which may be seen to be inherent in the processes of its occupation, this entity would not have had the limitation. However, the desire to serve and to grow was strong in this programming, and when the opportunities began to cease due to these distortions towards love of power, the entity's limiting factor was activated. Questioner: I would now like to ask for the same type of information with respect to Adolf Hitler. You have given a little of this already. It is not necessary to recover what you have already given, but if you could complete that information, it would be helpful. I am Ra. In speaking of the one you call Adolf, we have some difficulty due to the intense amount of confusion present in this entity's life patterns, as well as the great confusion which greets any discussion of this entity. Here we see an example of one who, in attempting activation of the highest rays of energy while lacking the green ray key, canceled itself out as far as polarization, either towards positive or negative. This entity was basically negative. However, its confusion was such that the personality disintegrated, thus leaving the mind-body-spirit complex unharvestable and much in need of healing. This entity followed the pattern of negative polarization, which suggests the elite and the enslaved, this being seen by the entity to be of an helpful nature for the societal structure. However, in drifting from the conscious polarization into what you may call a twilight world, where dream took the place of events in your space-time continuum, this entity failed in its attempt to serve the Creator in an harvestable degree along the path of service to self. Thus, we see the so-called insanity, which may often arise when an entity attempts to polarize more quickly than experience may be integrated. We have advised and suggested caution and patience in previous communications, and do so again, using this entity as an example of the over-hasty opening of polarization without due attention to the synthesized and integrated mind-body-spirit complex. To know yourself is to have the foundation upon firm ground. Questioner: Thank you. An important example, I believe. I was wondering if any of those who were subordinate to Adolf at that time were able to polarize in a harvestable nature on the negative path. I am Ra. We can speak only of two entities who may be harvestable in a negative sense, others still being in the physical incarnation, one known to you as Hermann, the other known as it preferred to be called Himmler. Questioner: Thank you. Earlier, we discussed Abraham Lincoln as a rather unique case. Is it possible for you to tell us what the orientation was and why the fourth density being used Abraham's body, and when this took place with respect to the activities that were occurring in our society at that time? I am Ra. This is possible. Questioner: Would it be of value for the reader to know this in your estimation? I am Ra. You must shape your queries according to your discernment. Questioner: Well, in that case, I would like to know the motivation for this use of Abraham Lincoln's body at that time. I am Ra. This shall be the last full query of this session, as we find the instrument quite low in vital energies. The one known as Abraham had an extreme difficulty in many ways, and, due to physical, mental, and spiritual pain, was weary of life, but without the orientation to self-destruction. In your time, 1853, this entity was contacted in sleep by a fourth density being. This being was concerned with the battle between the forces of light and the forces of darkness, which have been waged in fourth density for many of your years. This entity accepted the honor duty of completing the one known as Abraham's karmic patterns, and the one known as Abraham discovered that this entity would attempt those things which the one known as Abraham desired to do, but felt it could not. Thus the exchange was made. The entity, Abraham, was taken to a plane of suspension until the cessation of its physical vehicle, much as though we of Ra would arrange with this instrument to remain in the vehicle, come out of the trance state, and function as this instrument, leaving this instrument's mind and spirit complex in its suspended state. The planetary energies at this time were at what seemed to this entity to be at a critical point, for that which you know as freedom had gained an acceptance as a possibility among many peoples. This entity saw the work done by those beginning the democratic concept of freedom, as you call it, in danger of being abridged or abrogated by the rising belief and use of the principle of the enslavement of entities. This is a negative concept of a fairly serious nature in your density. This entity, therefore, went forward into what it saw as the battle for the light, for healing of a rupture in the concept of freedom. This entity did not gain or lose karma by these activities due to its detachment from any outcome. Its attitude throughout was one of service to others, more especially to the downtrodden or enslaved. The polarity of the individual was somewhat, but not severely lessened by the cumulative feelings and thought forms which were created due to large numbers of entities leaving the physical plane due to trauma of battle. May we ask if this is the information you requested, or if we may supply any further information? Questioner. If there are any further questions, I will ask them in the next period, which should occur in about 4 days. I do not want to overtire the instrument. I will only ask if there is anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or improve the contact. I am Ra. All is well. I leave you, my friends, in the love and the light of the one infinite creator. Go forth, therefore, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one creator. Adonai. Ra Session Number 36, March 10th, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and the light of the one infinite creator. We communicate now. Questioner. In previous communications, you have spoken of the mind-body-spirit complex totality. Would you please give us a definition of the mind-body-spirit complex totality? I am Ra. There is a dimension in which time does not have sway. In this dimension, the mind-body-spirit, in its eternal dance of the present, may be seen in totality and before the mind-body-spirit complex, which then becomes a part of the social memory complex, is willingly absorbed into the allness of the one creator. The entity knows itself in its totality. This mind-body-spirit complex totality functions as, shall we say, a resource for what you perhaps would call the higher self. The higher self, in turn, is a resource for examining the distillations of third density experience and programming further experience. This is also true of densities 4, 5, and 6, with the mind-body-spirit complex totality coming into consciousness in the course of seventh density. Questioner. Then would the mind-body-spirit complex totality be responsible for programming changes in catalyst during, say, a third density experience of the mind-body-spirit complex, so that the proper catalyst would be added, shall we say, as conditions for that complex change during third density experience? Is this correct? I am Ra. This is incorrect. The higher self, as you call it, that is, that self which exists with full understanding of the accumulation of experiences of the entity, aids the entity in achieving healing of the experiences which have not been learned properly and assists, as you have indicated, in further life experience programming, as you may call it. The mind-body-spirit complex totality is that which may be called upon by the higher self aspect, just as the mind-body-spirit complex calls upon the higher self. In the one case, you have a structured situation within the space-time continuum with the higher self having available to it the totality of experiences which have been collected by an entity and a very firm grasp of the lessons to be learned in this density. The mind-body-spirit complex totality is as the shifting sands and is, in some part, a collection of parallel developments of the same entity. This information is made available to the higher self aspect. This aspect may then use these projected probability-possibility vortices in order to better aid in what you would call future life programming. Questioner. Out of the Seth material, we have a statement here. Seth says that each entity here on Earth is one aspect or part of a higher self or oversoul, which has many aspects or parts in many dimensions, all of which learn lessons which enable the higher self to progress in a balanced manner. Am I to understand from this that there are many experiences similar to the one that we experience here in the third density that are governed by a single higher self? Is this correct? I am Ra. The correctness of this statement is variable. The more in balance an entity becomes, the less possibility-probability vortices may need to be explored in parallel experiences. Questioner: Do I understand from this then that the higher self or oversoul may break down into numerous units if the experience is required to, what we would call, simultaneously experience different types of catalyst and then oversee these experiences? I am Ra. This is a statement we cannot say to be correct or incorrect due to the confusions of what you call time. True simultaneity is available only when all things are seen to be occurring at once. This overshadows the concept of which you speak. The concept of various parts of the being living experiences of varying natures simultaneously is not precisely accurate due to your understanding that this would indicate that this was occurring with true simultaneity. This is not the case. The case is from universe to universe, and parallel existences can then be programmed by the higher self, given the information available from the mind-body-spirit complex totality regarding the probability-possibility vortices at any crux. Questioner: Could you give an example of how this type of programming by the higher self would then bring about the education through parallel experiences, please? I am Ra. Perhaps the simplest example of this apparent simultaneity of existence of two selves, which are in truth one self at the same time space, is this. The oversoul, as you call it, or higher self, seems to exist simultaneously with the mind-body-spirit complex which it aids. This is not actually simultaneous, for the higher self is moving to the mind-body-spirit complex as needed from a position in development of the entity which would be considered in the future of this entity. Questioner: Then the higher self operates from the future as we understand things. In other words, my higher self would operate from what I consider to be my future? Is this correct? I am Ra. From the standpoint of your space-time, this is correct. Questioner: In that case, my higher self would, shall we say, have a very large advantage in knowing precisely what was needed, since it would know, as far as I am concerned, what was going to happen. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is incorrect, in that this would be an abrogation of free will. The higher self aspect is aware of the lessons learned through the sixth density. The progress rate is fairly well understood. The choices which must be made to achieve the higher self, as it is, are in the provenance of the mind-body-spirit complex itself. Thus, the higher self is like the map in which the destination is known. The roads are very well known, these roads being designed by intelligent infinity working through intelligent energy. However, the higher self aspect can program only for the lessons and certain predisposing limitations if it wishes. The remainder is completely the free choice of each entity. There is the perfect balance between the known and the unknown. Questioner: I'm sorry for having so much trouble with these concepts, but they are pretty difficult to translate, I am sure, into our understanding and language, and some of my questions may be rather ridiculous, but does this higher self have a physical vehicle or some type of vehicle like our physical vehicle? Does it have a bodily complex? I am Ra. This is correct. The higher self is of a certain advancement within sixth density going into the seventh. After the seventh has been well entered, the mind-body-spirit complex becomes so totally a mind-body-spirit complex totality that it begins to gather spiritual mass and approach the octave density. Thus, the looking backwards is finished at that point. Questioner: Is the higher self of every entity of a sixth density nature? I am Ra. This is correct. This is an honor duty of self to self as one approaches seventh density. Questioner: Well, let me be sure I understand this then. We have spoken of certain particular individuals. For instance, we were speaking of George Patton in a previous communication. Then his higher self, at the time of his incarnation here as George Patton, about 40 years ago, was sixth density? Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. We make note at this time that each entity has several beings upon which to call for inner support. Any of these may be taken by an entity to be the mind-body-spirit complex totality. However, this is not the case. The mind-body-spirit complex totality is a nebulous collection of all that may occur, held in understanding. The higher self, itself, a projection or manifestation of the mind-body-spirit complex totality, which then may communicate with the mind-body-spirit during the discarnate part of a cycle of rebirth, or during the incarnation may communicate if the proper pathways or channels through the roots of mind are opened. Questioner. These channels would then be opened by meditation, and I am assuming that intense polarization would help in this. Is this correct? I am wrong. This is partially correct. Intense polarization does not necessarily develop in the mind-body-spirit complex the will or need to contact the Oversoul. Each path of life experience is unique. However, given the polarization, the will is greatly enhanced and vice versa. Questioner. Let me take as an example the one you said was called Himmler. We are assuming from this that his higher self was of sixth density, and it was stated that Himmler had selected the negative path. Would his higher self then dwell in a sixth density negative type of situation? Could you expand on this concept? I am Ra. There are no negative beings which have attained the Oversoul manifestation, which is the honor duty of the mind-body-spirit complex totality of late sixth density, as you would term it in your time measurements. These negatively oriented mind-body-spirit complexes have a difficulty which, to our knowledge, has never been overcome. For after fifth density graduation, wisdom is available, but must be matched with an equal amount of love. This love light is very, very difficult to achieve in unity when following the negative path. And during the earlier part of the sixth density, society complexes of a negative orientation will choose to release the potential and leap into the sixth density positive. Therefore, the Oversoul, which makes its understanding available to all who are ready for such aid, is towards the positive. However, the free will of the individual is paramount, and any guidance given by the higher self may be seen in either the positive or negative polarity, depending upon the choice of a mind-body-spirit complex. Editor's note. In the previous passage, Ra originally said, quote, "There are no beings which have attained the Oversoul manifestation," end quote. It has been modified to negative beings in this audiobook, assuming that this was Ra's original intention. Questioner. Then, using Himmler as an example, was his higher self at the time he was incarnate in the 1940s a sixth density positively oriented higher self? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner. Was Himmler in any way in contact with his higher self at that time while he was incarnate in the 1940s? I am Ra. We remind you that the negative path is one of separation. What is the first separation? The self from the self. The one known as Himmler did not choose to use its abilities of will and polarization to seek guidance from any source but its conscious drives, self-chosen in the life experience, and nourished by previous biases created in other life experiences. Questioner. Well then, let's say that when Himmler, for instance, reaches sixth density negative at the beginnings of sixth density negative, at this time, would it be the case that an entity would realize that his higher self is sixth density positively oriented and, for that reason, make the jump from negative to positive orientation? I am Ra. This is incorrect. The sixth density negative entity is extremely wise. It observes the spiritual entropy occurring due to the lack of ability to express the unity of sixth density, thus loving the Creator and realizing at some point that the Creator is not only self, but other self, as self. This entity consciously chooses an instantaneous energy reorientation so that it may continue its evolution. Questioner. Then the sixth density entity who has reached that point in positive orientation may choose to become what we call a wanderer and move back. I'm wondering if this ever occurs with a negatively oriented sixth density entity. Do any move back as wanderers? I am Ra. Once the negatively polarized entity has reached a certain point in the wisdom density, it becomes extremely unlikely that it will choose to risk the forgetting, for this polarization is not selfless, but selfish, and with wisdom realizes the jeopardy of such wandering. Occasionally, a sixth density negative entity becomes a wanderer in an effort to continue to polarize towards the negative. This is extremely unusual. Questioner, what is the mechanism that this unusual six-density entity would wish to gain to polarize more negatively through wandering? I am Ra. The wanderer has the potential of greatly accelerating the density whence it comes in its progress in evolution. This is due to the intensive life experiences and opportunities of the third density. Thusly, the positively oriented wanderer chooses to hazard the danger of the forgetting in order to be of service to others by radiating love of others. If the forgetting is penetrated, the amount of catalyst in third density will polarize the wanderer with much greater efficiency than shall be expected in the higher and more harmonious densities. Similarly, the negatively oriented wanderer dares to hazard the forgetting in order that it might accelerate its progress in evolution in its own density by serving itself in third density, by offering to other selves the opportunity to hear the information having to do with negative polarization. Questioner, are there any examples of sixth density negatively polarized wanderers in our historical past? I am Ra. This information could be harmful. We withhold it. Please attempt to view the entities about you as part of the Creator. We can explain no further. Questioner, thank you. I was wondering if qualification for contact with Ra might include penetrating this forgetting process. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is quite correct. Questioner, otherwise the law of confusion would prohibit this. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner, I was also wondering if 3 was the minimum number necessary for this type of working. Is this correct? I am Ra. For protection of this instrument, this is necessary as the minimum grouping, and also as the most efficient number due to the exceptional harmony in this group. In other groups, the number could be larger, but we have observed in this contact that the most efficient support is given by the individual mind-body spirits present at this time. Questioner, I'm a little fuzzy on a point with respect to the higher self. Now we each, I'm assuming, have a separate or different higher self at sixth density positive level. Is this correct? Each of us in the room, that is, here, the 3 of us. I am Ra. This shall be the last full question of this working. We shall attempt to aim for the intention of your query as we understand it. Please request any additional information. Firstly, it is correct that each in this dwelling place has one oversoul, as you may call it. However, due to the repeated harmonious interactions of this triad of entities, there may be seen to be a further harmonious interaction besides the 3 entities' higher selves. That is, each social memory complex has an oversoul of a type which is difficult to describe to you in words. In this group, there are 2 such social memory complex totalities blending their efforts with your higher selves at this time. Questioner, it is very difficult at times for us even to get a small percentage of understanding from some of these concepts because of our limitation of awareness here. I think some meditation on the communication today will help us in formulating questions about these concepts. I am Ra. May we ask for any brief queries before we leave this instrument? Questioner, I'll just ask one short one. The short one is, can you tell me what percentage of the wanderers on Earth today have been successful in penetrating the memory block and becoming aware who they are? And then finally, is there anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or to improve the contact? I am Ra. We can approximate the percentage of those penetrating intelligently their status. This is between 8.5% and 9.75%. There is a larger percentile group of those who have a fairly well-defined, shall we say, symptomology, indicating to them that they are not of this, shall we say, insanity. This amounts to a bit over 50% of the remainder. Nearly 1/3 of the remainder are aware that something about them is different. So you see, there are many gradations of awakening to the knowledge of being a wanderer. We may add that it is to the middle and first of these groups that this information will, shall we say, make sense. This instrument is well. The resting place is somewhat deleterious in its effect upon the comfort of the dorsal side of this instrument's physical vehicle. We have mentioned this before. You are conscientious. We leave you now, my friends. I am Ra. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite Creator. Go forth then, rejoicing merrily in the power and the peace of the one Creator, Adonai. Raw session number 37, March 12, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. I communicate now. Questioner: Is Ra familiar with the results of our efforts today to publish the first book that we did? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner: I don't know if you can comment on the difficulty we will have in making the Law of One available to those who would require it and want it. It is not something that is easy to disseminate to those who want it at this time. I'm sure there are many, especially the Wanderers, who want this information, but we will have to do something else in order to get it into their hands in the way of added material, I am afraid. Is it possible for you to comment on this? I am Ra. It is possible. Questioner: Will you comment on it? I am Ra. We shall. Firstly, the choosing of this group to do some work to serve others was of an intensive nature. Each present sacrificed much for no tangible result. Each may search its heart for the type of sacrifice, knowing that the material sacrifices are the least. The intensive commitment to blending into an harmonious group at the apex of sacrifice. Under these conditions, we found your vibration. We observed your vibration. It will not be seen often. We do not wish to puff up the pride, but we shall not chaffer with the circumstances necessary for our particular contact. Thus, you have received, and we willingly undertake, the honor duty of continuing to offer transmissions of concepts which are, to the best of our abilities, precise in nature and grounded in the attempt to unify many of those things that concern you. Secondly, the use you make of these transmissions is completely at your discretion. We suggest the flowing of the natural intuitive senses and a minimum of the distortion towards concern. We are content, as we have said, to be able to aid in the evolution of one of your peoples. Whatever efforts you make cannot disappoint us, for that number already exceeds one. Editor's note: The word chaffer in the previous passage can be defined as negotiate or haggle, particularly over terms of agreement. Questioner: I have been very hesitant to ask certain questions for fear that they would be regarded, as I regard them, as questions of unimportance or too great a specificity and thereby reduce our contact with you. In order to disseminate some of the information that I consider to be of extreme importance, that is, the non-transient type of information, information having to do with the evolution of mind, body, and spirit, it seems almost necessary, in our society, to include information that is of little value simply because that's how our society works and how the system of distribution appraises that which is offered for distribution. Will you comment on this problem that I have? I am Ra. We comment as follows. It is quite precisely correct that the level and purity of this contact is dependent upon the level and purity of information sought. Thusly, the continued requests for specific information from this particular source is deleterious to the substance of your purpose. Moreover, as we scanned your mind to grasp your situation as regards the typescript of some of our words, we found that you had been criticized for the type of language construction used to convey data. Due to our orientation with regard to data, even the most specifically answered question would be worded by our group in such a way as to maximize the accuracy of the nuances of the answer. This, however, mitigates against what your critic desires in the way of simple, lucid prose. More than this, we cannot say. These are our observations of your situation. What you wish to do is completely your decision, and we remain at your service in whatever way we may be without breaking the way of confusion. Questioner: We will attempt to work around these problems in the dissemination of the Law of One. It will take some careful work to do this, but we will. I personally will not cease, while still incarnate, to attempt to disseminate this. I believe it will be necessary to write a book, most probably about UFOs, since the Law of One is connected with the phenomenon. It's connected with all phenomena, but this seems to be the easiest entry into dissemination. My first plan is to, using the UFO in the advertising sense that it was meant by the Confederation, use this as an entry into an explanation of the process of evolution that has gone on this planet, and how the Confederation has been involved in a more understandable way, shall I say, for the population who will read it, using the raw material in undistorted form, just as it has been recorded here in various places through the book to amplify and clarify what we are saying in the book. This is the only way that I can see right now to create enough dissemination for the people who would like to have the Law of One for them to be able to get it. I could just go ahead and print up the material we have off the tape recorder and publish it, but we would be unable to disseminate it very well because of distribution problems. Will you comment on my second idea of doing a general book on UFOs, including the material from the Law of One? I am Ra. We shall comment. We hope that your Ra plans materialize. This is a cosmic joke. You are asking for such an example of humor, and we feel this is a rather appropriate nexus in which one may be inserted. Continue with your intentions, to the best of your natures and abilities. What more can be done, my friends? Questioner. In that case, we'll go ahead with the questions we have here, continuing the last session. You say that each third density entity has an higher self in the sixth density, which is moving to the mind-body-spirit complex of the entity as needed. Does this higher self also evolve in growth through the densities, beginning with the first density? And does each higher self have a corresponding higher self, advanced in densities beyond it? I am Ra. To simplify this concept is our intent. The higher self is a manifestation given to the late sixth density mind-body-spirit complex as a gift from its future selfness. The mid-seventh density's last action before turning towards the allness of the Creator and gaining spiritual mass is to give this resource to the sixth density self, moving, as you measure time, in the stream of time. This self, the mind-body-spirit complex of late sixth density, has then the honor duty of using both the experiences of its total living bank of memory or experienced thoughts and actions, and using the resource of the mind-body-spirit complex totality left behind as a kind of infinitely complex thought form. In this way, you may see yourself, your higher self or oversoul, and your mind-body-spirit complex totality as three points in a circle. The only distinction is that of your time-space continuum. All are the same being. Questioner. Does each entity have an individual mind-body-spirit complex totality, or do a number of entities share the same mind-body-spirit complex totality? I am Ra. Both of these statements are correct, given the appropriate time-space conditions. Each entity has its totality, and at the point at which a planetary entity becomes a social memory complex, the totality of this union of entities also has its oversoul and its social memory complex totality as resource. As always, the sum, spiritually speaking, is greater than the sum of its parts, so that the oversoul of a social memory complex is not the sum of the oversouls of its member entities, but operates upon the way of what we have called squares and what we grasp you prefer to call doubling. Editor's note. In the previous answer, Ra presumably meant to say, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Questioner. Thank you. Thank you for that explanation of the mathematics, too. That was bothering me. Could you define spiritual mass? I am Ra. This will be the last full question of this session. Spiritual mass is that which begins to attract the outmoving and ongoing vibratory oscillations of beingness into the gravity, speaking in a spiritual sense, well of the great central sun, core, or creator of the infinite universes. Questioner. Since we don't want to tire the instrument, I will just ask if there is anything we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or to improve the contact. I am Ra. All is well. We leave you now in the love and the light of the one infinite creator. Go forth then, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one infinite creator. Adonai. Ra session number 38, March 13th, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We communicate now. Questioner. Will you tell us if there would be any hope or any purpose in either Jim or me taking the instrument's place at the beginning of the session and attempting to replace the instrument by attempting the trance work ourselves? I am Ra. This information is on the borderline of infringement upon free will. We shall, however, assume your desire to constitute permission to speak slightly beyond limits set by Confederation guidelines, shall we say. At this space-time nexus, neither the one known as Don nor the one known as Jim is available for this working. The one known as Don, by, shall we say, practicing the mechanics of contact and service to others by means of the channeling, as you call it, would, in a certain length of your time, become able to do this working. The one known as Jim would find it difficult to become a channel of this type without more practice, also, over a longer period of time. Then we should have to experiment with the harmonics developed by this practice. This is true in both cases. Questioner. Thank you. Backtracking just a little bit today, I would like to know if the reason the nuclear energy was brought into this density 40 or so years ago had anything to do with giving the entities that were here, who had caused the destruction of Maldek, another chance to use nuclear energy peacefully rather than destructively. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is incorrect in that it places cart before horse, as your people say. The desire for this type of information attracted this data to your people. It was not given for a reason from outside influences. Rather, it was desired by your peoples. From this point forward, your reasoning is correct in that entities had desired the second chance, which you mentioned. Questioner. What was the mechanism of fulfilling the desire for the information regarding nuclear energy? I am Ra. As we understand your query, the mechanism was what you may call inspiration. Questioner. Was this inspiration done by an entity impressing the person desiring the information with thoughts? Would this be the mechanism of inspiration? I am Ra. The mechanism of inspiration involves an extraordinary faculty of desire or will to know or to receive in a certain area, accompanied by the ability to open to and trust in what you may call intuition. Questioner. Could you tell me how each of the rays, red through violet, would appear in a perfectly balanced, undistorted entity? I am Ra. We cannot tell you this, for each balance is perfect and each unique. We do not mean to be obscure. Let us offer an example. In a particular entity, let us use this instrument. The rays may be viewed as extremely even, red, orange, yellow. The green ray is extremely bright. This is, shall we say, balanced by a dimmer indigo. Between these two, the point of balance resides, the blue ray of the communicator, sparkling in strength above the ordinary. In the violet ray, we see this unique spectrograph, if you will, and, at the same time, the pure violet surrounding the whole. This, in turn, surrounded by that which mixes the red and violet ray, indicating the integration of mind, body, and spirit. This surrounded, in turn, by the vibratory pattern of this entity's true density. This description may be seen to be both unbalanced and in perfect balance. The latter understanding is extremely helpful in dealing with other selves. The ability to feel blockages is useful only to the healer. There is not, properly, a tiny fraction of judgment when viewing a balance in colors. Of course, when we see many of the energy plexi weakened and blocked, we may understand that an entity has not yet grasped the baton and begun the race. However, the potentials are always there. All the rays, fully balanced, are there in waiting to be activated. Perhaps another way to address your query is this. In the fully potentiated entity, the rays mount one upon the other with equal vibratory brilliance and scintillating sheen until the surrounding color is white. This is what you may call potentiated balance in third density. Questioner. Is it possible for a third density planet to form a social memory complex which operates in third density? I am Ra. It is possible only in the latter or seventh portion of such a density when entities are harmoniously readying for graduation. Questioner. Could you give me an example of a planet of this nature, both a third density service to others type and a third density self-service type at this level of attainment conditions? I am Ra. As far as we are aware, there are no negatively oriented third density social memory complexes. Positively oriented social memory complexes of third density are not unheard of, but quite rare. However, an entity from the star Sirius's planetary body has approached this planetary body twice. This entity is late third density and is part of a third density social memory complex. This has been referred to in the previous material. The social memory complex is properly a fourth density phenomenon. Questioner: I was wondering if that particular social memory complex from the Sirius star evolved from trees. I am Ra. This approaches correctness. Those second density vegetation forms, which graduated into third density upon this planet bearing the name of dog, were close to the tree, as you know it. Questioner: I was also wondering if, since action of a bellicose nature is impossible, as far as I understand, for vegetation, would not they have the advantage as they move into third density from second as to not be carrying a racial memory of a bellicose nature and therefore develop a more harmonious society and accelerate their evolution in this nature? Is this true? I am Ra. This is correct. However, to become balanced and begin to polarize properly, it is then necessary to investigate movements of all kinds, especially bellicosity. Questioner: I am assuming then that their investigations of bellicosity were primarily the type that they extracted from Hickson's memory rather than warfare among themselves. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct. Entities of this heritage would find it nearly impossible to fight. Indeed, their studies of movements of all kinds is their form of meditation due to the fact that their activity is upon the level of what you would call meditation and thus must be balanced, just as your entities need constant moments of meditation to balance your activities. Questioner: I believe this is an important point for us in understanding the balancing aspect of meditation, since we have here its antithesis in another type of evolution. These entities moved, we are told by Charlie Hickson, without moving their legs. I'm assuming they use a principle that is somewhat similar to the principle of movement of your crystal bells in moving their physical vehicles. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is partially incorrect. Questioner: But I am just assuming that their method of movement is not a function of mechanical leverage such as ours, but a direct function of the mind somehow connected with the magnetic action of a planet. Is this right? I am Ra. This is largely correct. It is an electromagnetic phenomenon which is controlled by thought impulses of a weak electrical nature. Questioner: Would their craft have been visible to anyone of our density on our planet who might have seen it or might have been in that area at that time? Is it a third density material the same as this chair or anything we have here? I am Ra. This is correct. Please ask one more full question before we close, as this instrument has low vital energy at this space-time. Questioner: All right, I'll just ask this one. Could you give me some idea of what conditions are like on a fourth density negative or self-service planet? Can you do this? I am Ra. The graduation into fourth density negative is achieved by those beings who have consciously contacted intelligent infinity through the use of red, orange, and yellow rays of energy. Therefore, the planetary conditions of fourth density negative include the constant alignment and realignment of entities in efforts to form the dominant patterns of combined energy. The early fourth density is one of the most intensive struggle. When the order of authority has been established and all have fought, until convinced that each is in the proper placement for power structure, a social memory complex begins. Always, the fourth density effects of telepathy and the transparency of thought are attempted to be used for the sake of those at the apex of the power structure. This, as you may see, is often quite damaging to the further polarization of fourth density negative entities, for the further negative polarization can only come about through group effort. As the fourth density entities manage to combine, they then polarize through such services to self as those offered by the Crusaders of Orion. You may ask more specific questions in the next session of working. Are there any brief queries before we leave this instrument? Questioner: I would just like to know if there is anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or to improve the contact. I am Ra. All is well. We leave you in the love and light of the one infinite Creator. Go forth rejoicing in the power and in the peace of the one Creator, Adonai. Ra Session Number 39, March 16th, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. I communicate now. Questioner. The instrument was wondering if her fragile feeling was the result of the chemical ingestion of about 6 weeks ago. I am Ra. This is correct. This instrument is now undergoing the most intensive period of physical complex debilitation distortion due to the doubling effects of the two ingestions. This instrument may expect this extremity to proceed for a period of 15 to 20 of your diurnal cycles. The weakness distortions will then begin to lift, however, not as rapidly as we first thought, due to this instrument's ongoing weakness distortions. This instrument is very fortunate in having a support group which impresses upon it the caution necessary as regards these sessions at this time. This instrument is capable of almost instantaneously clearing the mental-emotional complex and the spiritual complex for the purity this working requires, but this instrument's distortion towards fidelity to service does not function to its best use of judgment regarding the weakness distortions of the physical complex. Thus, we appreciate your assistance at space-times such as that in your most recent decision-making not to have it working. This was the appropriate decision, and the guidance given this instrument was helpful. Questioner. Is there anything that the instrument could do in addition to what she is attempting to do to help her condition get better faster? I know that she hasn't been able to exercise because of her foot problem for the last couple of days, but we are hoping to get back to that. Is there anything else that she could do? I am Ra. As we have implied, the negative entities are moving all stops out to undermine this instrument at this time. This is the cause of the aforementioned problem with the pedal digit. It is fortunate that this instrument shall be greatly involved in the worship of the one infinite Creator through the vibratory complexes of sacred song during this period. The more active physical existence, both in the movements of exercise and in the sexual sense, are helpful. However, the requirements of this instrument's distortions towards what you would call ethics have an effect upon this latter activity. Again, it is fortunate that this instrument has the opportunities for loving social intercourse, which are of some substantial benefit. Basically, in your third density continuum, this is a matter of time. Questioner. From your reading of the instrument's condition, can you approximate how often and how long the working should be that we plan for future workings? I am Ra. This query borders upon infringement. The information given sets up fairly followable guidelines. However, we are aware that not only can each of you not read this instrument's aura and so see conditions of the physical complex, but also the instrument itself has considerable difficulty penetrating the precise distortion condition of its physical complex due to its constant dependence upon its will to serve. Therefore, we believe we are not infringing if we indicate that one working each alternate diurnal period in the matinal hours is most appropriate, with the possibility of a shorter working upon the free matinal period if deemed appropriate. This is so not only during this period, but in general. Questioner. I will continue now with the general questioning, attempting to find a way into a line of questioning which will get us into an area of understanding non-transient functions which may be worked upon by us and others to raise our consciousness. And I may make several mistakes here in trying to find a way into this questioning. I apologize in advance if my questioning is misleading. I notice that most of the basic things seem to be divided into units which total 7. In looking at a transcript by Henry Puharich from the 9, I found a statement by the 9 where they say, quote, "If we get 7 times the electrical equivalent of the human body, then it would result in 7 of the mass of electricity," end quote. Could you explain this? I am Ra. To attempt to explain this is beyond the abilities of your language. We shall, however, make an attempt to address this concept. As you are aware, in the beginning of the creations set up by each logos, there are created the complete potentials, both electrical, in the sense of the one you call Larson, and metaphysical. This metaphysical electricity is as important in the understanding, shall we say, of this statement as is the concept of electricity. This concept, as you are aware, deals with potentiated energy. The electron has been said to have no mass, but only a field. Others claim a mass of infinitesimal measure. Both are correct. The true mass of the potentiated energy is the strength of the field. This is also true metaphysically. However, in your present physical system of knowledge, it is useful to take the mass number of the electron in order to do work that you may find solutions to other questions about the physical universe. In such a way, you may conveniently consider each density of being to have a greater and greater spiritual mass. The mass increases, shall we say, significantly but not greatly, until the gateway density. In this density, the summing up, the looking backwards, in short, all the useful functions of polarity have been used. Therefore, the metaphysical electrical nature of the individual grows greater and greater in spiritual mass. For an analog, one may observe the work of the one known as Albert, who posits the growing to infinity of mass as this mass approaches the speed of light. Thus, the seventh density being, the completed being, the creator who knows itself, accumulates mass and compacts into the one creator once again. Questioner: then, in the equation that I have here on this page, would M sub 1 refer to spiritual mass, I am assuming? Is this correct? M sub 1 equals parentheses M sub O times C squared close parentheses divided by the square root of parentheses 1 minus V squared divided by C squared close parentheses. I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner: thank you. Can you interpret a transmission from the 9 where they say, quote, CH is a principle which is the revealing principle of knowledge and law, end quote. Can you tell me what that principle is? I am Ra. The principle so veiled in that statement is but the simple principle of the constant, or creator, and the transient, or the incarnate being, and the yearning existing between the two, one for the other, in love and light amidst the distortions of free will acting upon the illusion-bound entity. Questioner: was the reason that the 9 transmitted this principle in this form the first distortion? I am Ra. This is incorrect. Questioner: can you tell me why they gave the principle in such a veiled form then? I am Ra. The scribe is most interested in puzzles and equations. Questioner: I see. The 9 describe themselves as the 9 principles of God. Can you tell me what they mean by that? I am Ra. This is also a veiled statement. The attempt is made to indicate that the 9 who sit upon the council are those representing the Creator, the one